afternoon. Thank you for waiting. As you all know, this morning the members of the Security Council were briefed by the Special Representative of the Secretary General for Mali on the situation in Mali. He gave us a briefing and then we went into consultations. Can you hear me now? So this is a press statement, not elements of the press. This is a press statement from the Security Council. The members of the Security Council welcomed the elements of a roadmap to end the crisis distributed by the Malian government to the Security Council during its visit to Mali from the 1st to the 3rd of February this year. They further welcomed the organization of the workshops facilitated by the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, known as MINUSMA, following the Security Council's visit and the adoption on 18 February 2014 of a technical document signed by the representatives of the government as well as the signatory and adherent armed groups of the Ouagadougou Preliminary Agreement of 18th of June 2013 and the international community outlining the necessary steps to further the cantonment process as a practical step leading to an effective disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration process in the context of a comprehensive peace settlement. They call for the swift and full implementation of the cantonment process on this basis. The members of the Security Council express their concern over the lack of progress on the peace talks. They recall their resolution 2100 of 2013 and in this regard called upon the Malian government and the signatory and adherent armed groups of the agreement of 18th of June 2013 and those armed groups in the north of Mali that have cut off all ties with terrorist organizations and committed unconditionally to the agreement to urgently agree a roadmap for an inclusive and credible negotiation process open to all communities of the north of Mali with the goal of securing a durable political resolution to the crisis and long-term peace and stability throughout the country, respecting the sovereignty, unity, and territorial integrity of the Malian state. They welcomed in this regard the announcement on the 16th of April 2014 by the Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta of the appointment in the coming days of a representative to negotiate under his authority in such a process. The members of the Security Council called upon all regional and international actors to coordinate their efforts to support the launching of such a negotiation process without delay, in close coordination with the Special Representative of the Secretary General for Mali and MINUSMA. They reiterated their support to the Special Representative to use good offices in close coordination with the international community toward the restoration of peace and security throughout the national territory of Mali in the context of a comprehensive agreement ending the crisis. This is the end of the press statement of the Security Council, authorized by the Security Council. Following these consultations, we also had a brief from Ygritte Seeger from Syria. This morning, the Council met in close consultation to discuss the situation in Syria. The Council was briefed via video by the Special Coordinator, Sigrid Kag, she informed the council that Syria had removed or destroyed in-country approximately 88% of the chemical weapons. She described the renewed pace in movements as positive and necessary to ensure progress towards meeting the June 2014 deadline. CAG has noted that should the same momentum be sustained, Syria could complete the removal operations in the coming days. Council members encouraged the joint mission to continue to engage the Syrian authorities in order to sustain the momentum for the completion of the removal operations. They expressed optimism that barring any concerns bordering on safety and security, all scheduled removal of material could be completed by the 27th of April. Council members expressed grave concern about alleged reports of the use of chlorine gas in some towns, which left people dead and injured, and called for an investigation of this incident.
Madam President, as you just said, there are reports confirmed by both the government and the opposition in Syria about the alleged use of new poison gas or anything. Is there any action that should be taken within the council in order to investigate these allegations? Thank you.
Well, we're still waiting to confirm the authenticity of the reports. And until we have the full facts, we cannot take any decision on this matter.
Who's going to find out whether there was a use of these chemical weapons or not?
Oh, the relevant institutions will do that, and we will also carry out our own investigations.
Can the OPCW, did she indicate that they can play some role in finding it?
OPCW could play a role.
Will they?
They could play a role.
Was there a decision taken by the council on who should investigate these allegations?
No, we did not discuss who should.
But can the joint mission start the investigation?
We didn't discuss those aspects. We heard a briefing and we made comments on the briefing.
To ask, it was supposed on the agenda today was set the vote on the Minurso rollover. Can you just say a word? It obviously didn't take place. When might it take place? What's the status of the draft, including on human rights monitoring mechanism? Where does it stand?
It hasn't come up today. We do hope that it will take place during our presidency.
Back to the chemical weapons. When the inspectors went to Syria the first time, the Secretary General asked them to go. Doesn't he have to ask again if you wanted them to go back and investigate? The chemical weapons inspectors in Syria. Wouldn't that be a request from the Secretary General rather than the Security Council?
That would be left to the Secretary General, the Secretariat.
We understand that that Ms. Cog will be coming to UN headquarters. Do you expect her to report on any of the things you just said, the investigation of the chemical weapons attack? Or do you have an agenda for what she will do when she comes?
We interacted via VTC. I have no indication that she's coming soon. She did not indicate that she was coming soon.
I mean, the spokesperson for the Secretary General just said she's somewhere between the 5th and 10th of May.
We're not
but
aware.
She
no, she didn't
called
indicate
for any
No, not at all. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.